Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tune into the great International Tart Talking Podcast, is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all platforms: Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, Castbox, YouTube, and many more. So do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with her, bitch. Just talk with me.
Talk with her,
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I have, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk bitch underscore gonna talk about, here you go crunching ice and I eat. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk bitch.
Don't be acting like you don't know nobody. Nobody count on your nobody. I'll be the first one and your nobody. Whoa.
New ass, new tears, new bitch, who this? Who else you know? This bad with 2 kids. Nobody ever, ever gave you shit. Nobody flew to Columbia like you did. Trying the new ass, out with the new drip. Only thing to ask, who first to hit? Cause far as you concern, you is a new bitch. And bump for thun on them niggas, it's too rich. Old dick don't count, these titties don't bounce. Ex niggas say they here trying to run up your account. They dump on the thumb, this summer they were down. But they better act like they know who the fuck you now. This a new bitch, got a party table like the rule, Chris. All bad bitches take a group pick. Had to step back cause she too thick. Used to twerk to every song. Saved up to buy an ass to your very, very own. FaceTime body look like Dom Perignon. Don't pay me no attention, gone carry on.
Can't wait to see nobody. Don't be acting like you don't know nobody. Nobody count on your nobody. I'll be the first one and your nobody.
Hey yo, you ain't fuck me, you fuck the old body. You ain't fuck Nikki, you fuck Nicole body. Ain't no miles on this here nobody. Go up with their heads, these bitches is nobody. Got me a new body, now I need some new dick. No little word trying to stick me like a toothpick. Got me a new body, now I need some new dick. I bust shots, don't duck unless the shoe fit. Cookie game make me the goat. Cookie game come with the throat. Puff, puff, pass. No, you do not want the smoke. Big bitches be sleeping on me, but be claiming they woke. Fuck up a check on my body, then let them lick on my body out in Abu Dhabi. You see me shining, you piss. I think my haters just really be wanting a kiss. They know I body you, sis. Old nigga hit me and I said, new body, who this? Old nigga hit me and I said,
new body. Can't wait to see nobody. Don't be acting like you don't know nobody. Nobody count on your nobody. I'll be the first one and your nobody. Whoa.
Nobody, you been working, huh? I been on your IG page lurking, huh? New booby job, now they perfect. 6 weeks off, it was worth it. Baby got that nip tuck, let me titty fuck. Hit it from the back, get my diss up. Put me on the scoreboard, make a new one. He said he hit before, now since you got your boobs done, you're working on your abs, huh? You got your ass done, you better show it off, you better work it. Why they body shaming, baby, I commend it. Dr. Wavami, I recommend it.
Can't wait to see nobody. Don't be acting like you don't know nobody. Nobody count on your nobody. I'll be the first one at your nobody. Oh, whoa.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Trey Beyonce, aka The Needle Ninja, from season one of Dress My Tour, only on Hulu. And it's time for a talk with Turk, bitch.
Turk Bitch here for an all new episode of Talk with Turk. I want to thank you guys for continuing to listen and tune in. And I told you guys that I had so much content for you guys this season. And we're going to be shedding light on some North Carolina creatives, because you know that's what my platform is all about. People that are out here in North Carolina doing their thing, who are from North Carolina, who may have spread their wings out to different locations, But now they're doing their thing, and that's what my podcast is all about. And so today we have a very, very, very special guest. Travion Dunn is an African-American fashion designer, born and raised in Raleigh, North Carolina, but based in Atlanta, Georgia, where he's been dominating the fashion design game for 10 years. Travion is 31 years old and has been designing for 15 plus years as of today. He founded his fashion company, House of Travion, in 2014 after moving to Atlanta, where he would eventually become one of the city's most successful independent fashion designers. Travion has dressed and collaborated with some of the biggest names in music and entertainment, including Cardi B, Missy Elliott, Lakeia, Suki, Ari Lennox, Cash Doll, and a host of other musicians and celebrities. House of Travion is a luxury brand whose mission is to become a household name and staple in luxury street and evening wear. House of Travion is a love letter to Black culture and all the beautiful ways the culture has shaped today's fashion. And he has now made his debut on TV on Dress My Tour on Hulu. I want everybody to give a warm welcome to Travion Dunn from the House of Travion.
Hi.
How are you doing, Travion? What's going on?
I'm amazing. I'm doing great. Just getting used to being on TV right now.
Right. How was that experience for you? Because we know you've been doing your thing, and we're going to get into how you got to where you are today, but how has TV experience been for you?
It's been a learning experience, to say the least. It's been something that I will take with me forever. I learned so much. It pulled a lot out of me. It made me realize that I could do a lot more than I thought I could.
Of course.
And it's just putting me in the right rooms, and I appreciate that so much. The opportunity is one of a lifetime, so just happy to be in this position.
And that's good. That's good. I love to hear that, because a lot of people who, you know, transition into TV, you know, they have a very, very hard time with that transition. And sometimes it can go good and sometimes it can go bad. But as far as the experiences from TV and the things that has happened outside of TV, how has that been for you as well? Are you getting more bookings now that you've been noticed on the television screen? How is that life going for you now after television?
So I see my brand doing bigger things in the next few years than and just being on a different platform and catering to a different audience as well.
Right.
Now that I've done the competition, I definitely want to step more into the entertainment industry.
Of course.
And costume designing. I really fell in love with it, you know, after the experience. So I've really been putting my focus there and trying to make some bigger moves and get some bigger jobs. Some opportunities are at my doorstep, and I'm so excited about them.
Of course.
Which I can't talk too much about, but I do have some really, really exciting things coming up in the next, you know, for the rest of this year.
Okay, I love to hear that. I mean, of course, we know how the industry goes. You can't speak on things before they happen. Sometimes you can jinx it. Sometimes the business deal might not go as planned. So, you know, I love that you're being business oriented with your brand. I love the fact that you've been able to take your brand from a small town in North Carolina. You know, like, you're from Durham, right? Of course. Well, like,
I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina.
So, you know, you come from Raleigh, North Carolina, and now you're maximizing your brand to even bigger outside of North Carolina. How is that feeling for you, knowing that you have dressed some of the major stars in the industry?
It's amazing. It's a great feeling knowing that after all these years, you know, the work is paying off and people do recognize you and see your work. It's also a challenge because once you do reach a certain level, people expect for you to, you know, continue to get better and right. to continue to present something better than what you presented the last time. So,
exactly.
While it's an amazing, you know, an amazing thing, an amazing place to be, it's also very challenging, and you have to know how to deal with that and navigate. And, you know, all praises be to God. You know,
amen.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you.
have the skill and the knowledge and integrity to run a business like this and to be in this game for as long as I have been and have done the things that I've, you know, been able to do.
Well, look, I definitely want to give you your flowers. I want to take this time to give you your flowers because it's very hard when you are working on your craft, something that you love. People don't understand the work ethic, the hard work, the sweat, the tears that come into building your brand and being the creative that you want to be. And by you, you're a designer, which sometimes is 10 times hard. That industry is definitely hard to tap into sometimes. So I definitely have to commend you because there's been so many designers that have come and go from North Carolina, some who are still building to get to where you are and to get to that platform. So I want to give you your flowers and say that you are amazing. Your seamstress, you as a seamstress, as I would like to say, you are. The detailing is impeccable.
Thank you, sir.
I've witnessed your work over the years, and of course we've been Facebook friends. If we've known each other, we've seen each other in the clubs before, but we haven't personally, like, you know, been in a room and met each other and spoke to each other. But I just know that I've seen who you are, and I've witnessed your growth and your brand become bigger, and I just have to commend you on that.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Now, let's talk about who Treviance is. Like, we hear a lot about people when they do break out as a breakout star or come on TV, but we don't really get to know much about who they are as a person. Like, how was it growing up for you, and when did you notice that you had some sort of talent?
So, growing up, I grew up with a big family. I have 7 brothers and 1 sister. My mom has 6 kids, I grew up with a lot of siblings. Everybody plays sports, or, you know, all the boys play sports. My one sister, of course, did not. But I tried to play sports. It was not for me. I was so deep into the church and so artistic. So I wanted to do something totally different. After trying to play sports, like in my freshman year of high school, I just started to express myself more with my personal style. So started to, you know, dress a little funky, wear bow ties all the time.
Right.
Making my own little bow ties. What else? I was involved in a lot of, like, fashion clubs, local modeling troupes. And eventually, like, by my junior year, I had already started my own modeling troupe. And putting on those shows in the community, at the local, like, YMCA on Garner Road, putting on those shows taught me so much because it gave me the opportunity to make a full collection of clothing.
Correct.
And, you know, creative direct the entire fashion show, from the music to the lighting to the way the runway is set up. It taught me so much at such a young age. And I think that's when I knew for sure that this is something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And then I'm in high school, was going to prom and decided to make my best friend's prom dress. And when I did that, at the time I was working a full-time job. But after I did that, I started to get a lot of, like, requests from, you know, people in the neighborhood, people around the city or whatever, and started creating more and more and teaching myself more, just based off of the little DVD that the sewing machine came with.
Right.
Just taught myself how to do a basic stitch. And I just sat and kept learning. I just kept creating. The more I created, the more I learned. And it filled a lot of, like, empty places in my life. I lost my oldest brother when I was just very young, around the age of 8.
Sorry to hear that.
Due to gun violence, unfortunately. And so, watching my mom go through that, and my mom, like I said, was a hairstylist, watching her have to, you know, back away creatively and battle that, though, you know, that type of depression when you're losing a child,
right?
And still having to carry the duty of raising me,
mm-hmm.
and forcing herself to get out there and still be, you know, cater to her clients was amazing to me. I felt like she was superwoman.
And that tenacity led you to be who you are today. And I love the fact that you said that you studied your craft, you researched, you kept creating, you kept designing. Because a lot of people, they like to start a craft and they don't realize the work that it takes to put inside that craft and the work it takes outside of it as well. Because it's many moving parts when it comes to working on your craft and being the best in what you can do. And so I commend you on that. Now, with all of that being said, we know that you got your start. You kind of started learning you wanted to do designing and get into fashion in high school. So what did all of those things teach you as an entrepreneur now that you have learned your craft successfully and you're continuing to grow in your brand?
To be honest, as an entrepreneur, just like designing itself and fashion itself, I'm still learning every day. Unfortunately, where I went, you know, coming when I was in school, I wasn't really taught much about financial literacy. So, and running a business, I wasn't knowledgeable about the business side of things. I just saw the art and the finished result.
Right.
So I really learned with experience. I really learned after starting the business and not having any experience. I learned from all of my mistakes. I messed up time and time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I just, you know, was like, okay, this is it.
Right. I'll
be done with this. But something about fashion, it has like a hold on me. I can't walk away from it.
It keeps you going. It keeps you motivated. It's the only thing that you feel like makes you happy sometimes when nothing else around you is going the way that you want it to go.
Exactly, but I do think it's super important now for us to, you know, to be an example, of a great entrepreneur for younger Black boys, mm-hmm. and you know, the little boys that are like me that want to, you know, get into the fashion industry, and this is something that they see themselves doing. It's right. Very, very important to have some representation in the fashion industry, and that is my number one goal, because growing up, I really did not have that.
And I love that. I love to hear that. Now, as a designer and a creator, what is your creative process? How is that for you when you are creating new designs and when you are trying to think outside the box to see what's going to stick next?
Anybody who knows me knows that I love my friends. I love being around positive energy. That also is a heavy inspiration for me. I love hearing what my friends think about my work, giving me their feedback. So a lot of times when I'm working, it's just like a normal day. Friends in and out, coming to chill with me, coming to talk with me. But I get inspiration from anywhere. And my design process is so different from a lot of designers because I don't use patterns. I usually don't sketch. I'm not really a fan of sketches. I will grab some fabric and go to cutting and sewing with no plan in mind and just go for it. That has been my process for a very long time.
Okay.
As of recently, I've been trying to, you know, take it a little bit slower so I can establish an identity for my brand, because that's very, very, very important to me.
Well, hey, you're doing a good job. Like I said, I can't commend you enough about the work that you're doing and the experiences that you're having. Now, let's talk about Dress My Tour a little bit before we go today. So how did that come about? I know when I was watching the first episode, you said that you knew about this opportunity about a year and a half before it aired. And so how did that come about?
Yeah, so I knew about the opportunity about a year and a half before we filmed. So it was almost a 2-year process prior to filming, for this show. And, I can't remember the guy's name. I think his name is Trail West. he's a TikTok creator that we were mutuals on TikTok at the time. And this is during COVID. And he just randomly messaged me one day and was like, hey, my friend is casting for a new fashion design competition. And I think you'd be perfect for it. Here's the link to apply. Let me know how things go. I filled it out. I didn't think anything of it. And within like 48 hours, I had an email, a response. And I was like, at first, like, is this real? Like, is this real? Because I've signed up for a lot of stuff, right. A lot of things like this. So mm-hmm. I didn't know if it was real, but I stuck through with it, trusted the process. That took about another year before I heard anything back. And when they got back with me and told me I was casted, we waited another year until the ball got rolling and we started filming last July. So I pretty much spent my summer, my birthday, and the summertime out in LA last year filming. That's how I got on the show.
Okay. I love it. Now, while being on the show, how hard was it for you? Because like I said, I know that transition can be very tough sometimes, and a lot of people, you know, when they get on TV, it's a shock to them. Was that the same experience for you? Were you homesick? Were you ready to go home through the process? Did it get that stressful?
Well, I think for me, because it was such a long wait before we actually started filming, I was super anxious. I was ready to go. I was pumped up, like, oh my God, let's get it done. So by the time we started filming, I didn't get homesick at all. I was having the time of my life. However, I did have to adjust to realizing that as much as I want this to be all about the art and designing, that this is a reality TV show.
Right.
So I had to kind of scale back a little bit, especially with the rules of the show and the time restraints. I had to teach myself a lot of time management, a lot of patience. You're mm-hmm. sewing, you're stressed out, and there's a camera in your face.
Exactly.
And the producers are asking you how you feel, and you don't feel like talking. Mm-hmm. So it taught me how to multitask even more than what I already do.
Now, how was the competition? Because I saw that it got shady. It was some shady moments in there from a few people. How was that? Did you experience any of those moments with any of your cast members that you were in groups with, or however? Did you have any type of drama while you were on there?
Well, if you watch, I definitely had my little fair share of, disagreements. I think because the format of the show, we have to vote each other off. The judges are not responsible for who goes home.
It's a competition, so it's a real competition.
Exactly, and at the same time, so that makes you have to build relationships and hope that everybody on the cast likes you, because if you end up in the bottom, you're going to be at the door if nobody likes you. So you're trying to keep relationships good, but at the same time, you want to play a fair game and, keep the designer that deserves to stay in the competition. So feelings are going to get involved, feelings get hurt, and emotions are all over the place. Mm-hmm. Filming days are super, super long. even though we get a short time to sew, I mean, this is television, so... it's a test of your emotion for real.
Okay. Now, we know that this is your biggest break so far, but your first big break, let's talk about that. What was your first big break that you would consider, whether it be your first big design, your first print in a publication, or working with a celebrity? What was your first big break that you had?
My first big break was a really small job, to be honest, but... working with Cardi B. She called me one night, and it was close to midnight, and her stylist reached out to me and asked me, did I have anything on hand? And I told him, no, I didn't, but I could make something. And he was like, okay, well, Cardi's in Atlanta. She just needs a simple black dress. It's her birthday, and all of her clothes are being shipped to LA right now, so she has nothing to wear. How soon can you get to her? And here's the address. And I was only a few minutes away, so I immediately ran in the room, woke Micah up, and I said, Micah, listen, I gotta go make something for Cardi B. Go put my sewing machine in the car, let's go. So we hurry up and got up, and rushed over to her house. I had my fabric in hand when I walked through the door, measured her really quickly, and I made her a dress in 30 minutes. She recorded the video of it, and I posted it online, and it blew up on the internet. My followers shot up.
Amazing.
It just got me a lot of attention, and I tried to, you know, use that to my advantage, and I kept that, try to keep that engine rolling.
Right.
And started working with even more influencers and celebrities like Ari Fletcher, Ari Lennox. I had already had a relationship with Cash Doll prior to, but, amazing, you know, rekindling those relationships from, you know, previous work and right, making the best of it.
That's good. That's good. Now, I heard that you mentioned Micah, who is your fiance, who unfortunately passed away. So how was that, dealing with those emotions, going to TV, coming home, and still working on your craft? How has that affected you as a person?
Well, it's definitely affected me. It's made me realize how short life is, and you only have one time to do this.
That's
and
true.
Do what you want to do and chase your dream.
Right.
Because once you're gone, it's over with. And I also know that he had really big dreams for me. He had, we talked about doing a lot together, and we did accomplish a lot together, but we still had bigger plans, bigger right, goals. He knew about the TV show. So I took that with me through this experience and used that to motivate me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just my family in general. You know, having my mom survive breast cancer. You know, like I said, losing my brother, losing my grandmother.
It can be very tough, right? Yeah.
Yeah, shortly before losing my kid, it was a lot. And I just needed to provide some light for everybody.
Exactly.
I needed to give my mom a reason to smile.
Exactly. That's amazing.
To be proud, so... That's what just keeps me going in general in any situation, and especially in this business and with TV.
Exactly. Well, hey, I love to see that you're still letting things and different situations and family and friends motivate you to continue working on what you're doing, because you're doing amazing and you're doing a hell of a
job. Thank you so much.
God is blessing you abundantly. He's going to keep bringing you more blessings on top of blessings. So just keep watching out for them. So like I said, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. And I just have to give you your flowers. Now, we know that you style the celebrities and you make clothes for them, but what about people who are not in the industry and they might want something made by you? What is the process that they would have to take to get a design from the House of Treviance?
Well, first and foremost, I am working on releasing a new website. Right now, I'm rebranding and just trying to make sure I present it the best way possible. Until then, anyone can email me at houseoftreviance@gmail.com. You can also find links on all of my social media platforms. My Instagram is houseoftreviance, and my TikTok is just Treviance. So yeah, you can book me through either of those platforms or via email. But honestly, being in the industry does not affect the experience that you get. I want everyone to feel like a celebrity when they get done wearing a garment, or while they have a garment on for me. I represent myself as a, you know, a luxury brand, and it's important that everyone at some point in time gets to feel, you know, what it feels like to, you know, get dressed up, get glammed up, have something custom made for you that fits you, is made just for you. It does something, it makes my clients smile.
Love to hear that.
really makes me happy. So
I love to hear that. Love to hear that. Now, before we go, let's speak some positive affirmations and let's speak life into who you want to work with next. So name an artist or a celebrity or someone that you would love to work with next.
I really, really lately have been wanting to work with Tori Lanez. I love her so much. I love her music. I love the way she performs.
Amazing.
She's an absolute beast. And of course, we have to say Beyonce.
Yes, of course. The girls, the Holy Trinity.
I have to get my hands on those girls. I would love to work with Nicki Minaj.
Period.
The list goes on and on and on. And I promise to provide an experience that they will never forget, and neither will the fans.
Well, guess what? You never know who's listening, and it might happen for you, and it will. I believe that it will and that it can, because you're doing a great job, like I said, so far. So now, before we go, now what can your audience expect in the future, and tell them where they can find you on all platforms?
So, in the near future, you can expect a collection dropping later this year. My very first full collection. I'm very, very excited for everyone to see.
Congratulations.
There's been a lot of thought, a lot of love poured into this project. So I hope when it comes out that everyone is excited and loves it just as much as I do. Also, just continue to elevate. And like I said, provided that experience for any and everyone out there that needs it. If you want to find me, again, my Instagram is House of Travionts. That's H-A-U-S of T-R-A-V-I-A-N-C-E, House of Travionts. And my TikTok is Travionts, so it's just my name.
All right. Y'all heard it here first. I want to thank you for coming on today, Travionts. It's been a blessing and it's been an honor. I love to hear all the things that you have going on and all the things that will happen for you in the future. We're going to speak life into that. And congratulations for everything that you have achieved so far. And I wish you much, much more success on this journey.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
Of course. Now, you guys heard it here first. Now, go and check out House of Travionts, Mr. Travionts Dunn from Raleigh, North Carolina. North Carolina has talent on the map, you guys. I keep telling you guys that y'all don't want to listen, but it's the real. So, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me.
Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
You're dumb, bitches can't read. I let a whole thing, she rush it, but these girls just not on my speed. Matter of fact, let's race, little hoe, get ready, set, go, bitch, 1, 2, 3. Give me your best, please, no contest. I love killing hoes, I confess, cause they can't rap, can't sing, and can't dress. And then there's me, the contrast, giving cunt, body smoke like a pistol. From the top of my head to my disco, cause I'm bad to the bone, and I'm eating all these hoes up to the gristle. I told you hoes that I'm hungry, why people think that I'm phony? Y'all know I fuck with this deli, but I ride the beat like a pony. Y'all heard them tick, 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 ticks, and still continue to blow me. Shut the fuck up. Bitch, you better keep your lips locked. Leave a bitch no room. I'm so far ahead of the game. I'll be the nigga to his own damn tune. Busy ass boss, bitch. Sorry, baby, gotta fuck on Zoom. They ain't even see me in full bloom. I don't even really watch cartoons. But something about this blonde having me super saying no Goku, nigga. I'm not gonna hold you. None of these hoes won't be for chicken nor tofu. Ho move. No ludicrous, this chick is badder than a toddler. None of these hoes go with this baby, cause they ain't my mama. A problem, I am. Knew that before.
you better keep your lips locked. Shut the fuck up. Cause them buns is going TikTok. I'm about to let them go like bow, 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 bow. And you better keep your lips locked. Cause them buns is going TikTok. I'm about to let them go like bow, 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 bow.
Waited all night just to feel your touch. Heaven knows when the stars above. I need you, girl, I need you. And there's this cold feeling in my bed, making choices where you used to lay your.
Back, you won't come back. Oh, I lies of love that you have sworn. I don't wanna be right. Oh, I said it's love that you have sworn. I don't wanna be right. But do you love me? Ooh, tell me, do you love me? Make yourself fall down, no. You make my soul fall down, no. So do you love me? Ooh, do you love me? Make yourself fall down. No, you make my way fall down. My soul is falling down. Oh. Oh, that's what you do to me. Oh, that's what you do to me. Yeah, oh, that's what you do to me. Oh, oh, that's what you do to me. Oh, yeah, that's what you do to me. Oh, that's what you do to me. Yeah, oh, that's what you do to me. Oh, oh, that's what you do to me.
Deep in night, you cannot be to be your only light. drinks now, just sipping. High life, blunt ripping. One hidden, back at it, wanna finish. No, really, I'm feeling you. You're the only nigga I'ma give it to.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Trevion, aka The Needle Ninja, from season one of Dress My Tour, only on Hulu. You can find me on Instagram at House of Trevion and on TikTok at Trevion.
I don't care what you hate and saying I'm getting paid. I don't care what you hate and saying I'm getting paid. I'm saying I'm getting paid. I'm saying I'm getting paid.
Go.
I don't care what you hate and saying I'm getting paid. I don't care what you hate and saying I'm getting paid. I don't care what you hate and saying I'm getting paid. If you ain't talking money, yeah. I don't understand the blame.
It's going downtown, Barbie, pushing up in Ferrari. I raced through Africa just to see the safari. I am the baddest in America, thicker than a Jericho. Just as Erica, the black Sarah Jessica. Jessica, don't be touch my judgment. I never check my messages. Only thing you can ask me is how I want my sandwiches. I want more cheese, lots and lots of cheese. And when I'm on the stage, I'm with SBs. And when you see my luggage, it's say LVs. And when I'm on the plane, it's still empty. That's why all those female rappers envy.
Bitch, I work 7 days a week. I don't have step shit, cause I play for keeps. And when I step to the plate, it's a major league. You feeling froggy, bitch? Hot, made you leap. When I touch down, the crowd goes wild. You walk in, they don't make a peep. Last night, RuPaul was in my dreams. And what did she say to me? She said to work, so I did. And that's why these old hoes hating on the kid. And that's why the fun girls bumping my shit. Bad bitches shaking ass on the ceiling, no kid. I told them work, clock in. Cause this right here is when the shift begins. Blow a little kiss, hit a wink and a spin. Cause them hoes can never fuck with you again. You better work, work, bitch. Get it in, work, bitch.
Work it, girl.
Work, bitch. Get it in, work, bitch.
Work,
bitch. Get it in, work, bitch.
Work it, girl.
Work, bitch.
What?
Trick dust.